I'm with Mark Chapman of Hong Kong. Now, Mark, first and foremost, congratulations to you. You joined a very select club against the UAE in scoring a one-day international 100 on debut. How does it feel to be ranked, I think, among 10 players only who have ever done it in the history of the game?
It's an honour. It certainly is. It's something I probably wasn't really thinking about when I went out to bat. You know, I was just taking it game by game, ball by ball. But to be amongst some very great players is an absolute honour.
Obviously, on paper, it looks as though you were quite dominant. Was that the way it was when you were out in the middle?
It definitely wasn't the way. I'd only been in the UAE for a couple of days, so I'd spent a little bit of time acclimatising, and I found it very hot, and I struggled initially. But luckily, I toughed it out, and I had some good partners to bet around, and in the end, I took the major role there. So I was just happy I stuck it out and betted the 50 overs.
But you've had to juggle your cricket with academic commitments as well, I think. Just tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I'm studying a Bachelor of Engineering, Mechanical Engineering, at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, and it's a full-time course, so I'm sitting four papers a semester, and it's pretty full-on, so I'm working my cricket around my studies, and when I'm available, I join the Hong Kong guys, and this sort of experience is something you can't buy.
And it's been a terrific year for Hong Kong, really, hasn't it? Because Hong Kong have played some competitive matches over the last month, and of course, earlier this year, there was qualification for the ICC World 2020, the second time in succession that Hong Kong will be playing at cricket's top table. So it's been a great year, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. Well, I've grown up through this sort of era where Hong Kong cricket has gone from strength to strength, and since we've gained the high performance status and we're playing in our second World Cup coming up now, and the guys have improved a lot. There's a lot more professionalism, and we've still got a way to go. But you know, I'm really happy with the way the guys are progressing, and I feel that we can have some more success at the top level.
Now, obviously, Hong Kong over this past month have played against England, a 50-over game. You've played against Pakistan in a 20-over game now. But what's the feedback you've got from the dressing room about the comparative strengths of the two teams as they head into three 2020s, in fact?
Well, they play a very different style of cricket. We're playing in the same conditions, but the way they go about their business is quite different, actually. But these sort of games, the exposure that you get against top quality international players is something that we don't just get every day. So we've learnt a lot from these two games in particular. And to play a full member nation is always a great game.
And what have Hong Kong got now coming up? Because obviously there's the World 2020 in India next year. What's the build-up for Hong Kong all about now?
So we've got three more T20Is on this tour, and then we head back to Hong Kong, and in January we have an Intercontinental Cup fixture against Scotland, who are touring Hong Kong, and so I think we'll play a few ODIs in 2020s as well. And then after that, we'll be looking to qualify for the main event at the Asia Cup in Bangladesh.
And of course, looking ahead to that World 2020, the majority of the squad now have got experience on the back of what happened in Bangladesh a couple of years ago. Do you feel the squad is better equipped for the tournament coming up in India now than perhaps it was?
Well, we've got a very similar group of guys, and guys that have been around the setup now for 3 or 4 years. And to take an experience like we had at the World 2020 in Bangladesh is invaluable. And, you know, things like playing under lights, playing with the wet ball because of the dew is stuff we hadn't really experienced before. So those are definitely things that we'll take to India, and we'll be looking to improve on our performances.
And in terms of those performances, could you get to the main draw? What's the feeling there?
I definitely think so. I think we've seen that with the 2020 format, it sort of levels the playing field a little bit. So we've got a tough pool in Zimbabwe, Scotland and Afghanistan, and we'll be looking to knock a few of them over. And you never know, you know, it might come down to run rate. We might be on equal points. I think we saw last time, particularly in that Netherlands and Ireland pool, that run rate does come into it. So we'll be looking to put some strong performances out and express ourselves, and I think that's when we play our best cricket.
And I've got to ask you this as well. After you got that one-day international 100 against the UAE, I saw a few mischievous tweets from a few people suggesting, well, maybe your future doesn't lie in Hong Kong. Have you thought about that at all? Because obviously you've played in New Zealand for a long, long time now. Have you thought about that?
Well, I was actually born and raised in Hong Kong, so I've just gone to New Zealand for my education. So I'm Hong Kong through and through, and I'm actually in the Auckland setup at the moment. So I guess it's something that's still on the cards. I've got dual nationality, so I guess that works to my advantage. But I think to reach that level, I've got a lot of work to do.